Everyday Life with Guardsmares, Chapter 11, Part 2. A thought crossed Lily's mind.
You know what this means, right?
Sparkshower shook her head at her.
It means that every single noble pony would be avoiding the palace like the plague. Heck, when day court runs like this, lots of them get out Friday afternoon and don't come back until Monday.
She jammed her fork on her food again and took another bite.
They don't want to be around a huge crowd of common ponies if they can avoid it. Wow.
Driven by some unknown compulsion, she glanced sideways towards Val's table again. He was still there. This time, he didn't turn to look at her, but one of his cronies must have told a roaring joke, because every pony at the table suddenly burst into laughter. They managed to be so loud that she could actually make them out over the din of the bustling chow hall. It looked like there were at least five of them together.
Who's that you keep looking at over there?
Puck, busted.
Now it really felt like some pony had the heat on. Lily turned back to look at Sparkshower, with a growing sense of guilt. She had that inquisitive, bright-eyed look on her face again.
Big, beautiful eyes.
Lily shuddered. And then she made a decision.
That table of Pegasi, right over there, has the first Canterlot Airwing sitting right at it.
Sparkshower's eyes went wide, and her mouth dropped open. Lily paused to let it sink in for a moment. Her comrade looked like she had just had Celestia personally show up to her birthday.
Holy thunder showers! Are you serious?
Lily nodded her head.
Wow, the first Airwing. Those are the finest flyers in the guard.
Suddenly, she looked a little embarrassed.
I mean, besides the Wonderbolts, but Wonderbolts aren't regular fighters like them, though.
An idea came to mind, and Lily leaned in before looking at the table and pointing with one hoof.
Yeah, well, don't let it get out, but I used to hang with them a bit.
Turning her attention to Val's table, Sparks reacted just as Lily expected.
That's so cool!
She only barely contained her excitement long enough to take another bite of her omelet.
You see the one in the middle with a brilliant blue mane? That's Valiant Icepone Killfeather, the wing commander. He used to be my cult friend.
And the omelet almost came right back out of her mouth in her exuberance.
Really? Wow, what was he like? Bingo.
Time to reel her in.
Well, he's clever, well-dressed, likes to be the center of attention, and also knows how to party.
Lily turned to her with a deadpan look.
And he's about 15 pounds of armor and 20 pounds of charm, wrapped around about 100 pounds of pure, full-strength, unadulterated, psychopathic creep.
The words took a half a second to register, but as soon as they did, Sparkshower furrowed her brow and quickly looked back at Lily. She reached up and forcefully turned Sparkshower's head back towards Val.
Just keep smiling like everything's fine, Sparks.
It took her another half of a second, but she started smiling towards the lieutenant's table.
Because everything is fine as long as everybody around him does exactly what he tells them to. And his ability to have fun and live the high life is part of what made me want to play the game.
Leaning in even more, she turned her face erect with a smile on her face.
But the minute anybody turns him down, things get ugly. He made me do some things that I regret, and when I refused to do something that I would have really regretted, he got violent.
Val glanced in their direction, and smiled when he saw both of them looking back.
He doesn't give a buck about any pony but himself. So unless you're looking for a quick gallop in the garden...
Lily sat back up.
Actually, no. Even if that's all you wanted, you can do way better, Artemis. So please, keep smiling, turn away, and then promise me you'll stay away from him.
She did as Lily asked, and she sighed.
Now let's just finish our lunch and get out of here. Sparkshower, Glamour Spear! What the-
Lieutenant Temper Violetta was trotting up from behind them. Instantly, Sparkshower had a hoof up and salute. Lily raised her own hoof and turned around in her seat. The lieutenant was carrying her own lunch tray as well.
Carry on, specialists. Sorry to interrupt you gentlemares at chow time, but I'd figure that you want to know.
Both of them lowered their hooves and relaxed again.
No way, ma'am. New orders for tomorrow. The Royal Engineer is undertaking a mission to Bitsmount. All three of you will accompany him for the entirety of the voyage, under Corporal Bound's leadership.
Now what was going on?
You'll be taking a coach first thing at dawn, understood?
The two of them spoke in unison.
Yes, ma'am! Good. Now I've got to find a seat somewhere in the zoo.
Sparkshower cocked an eyebrow.
Ma'am? Why are you eating in the enlisted mess hall anyways?
Temper Violetta scrunched up her face as she looked around for a seat.
Because Saturday breakfast and lunch in the officer's mess is just reheated Friday dinner.
Their commanding officer shook her head in confusion.
No idea why. Friday dinner's a good meal before a pony turns in, but I can tell you for sure that I'm not looking to see the same food when I wake up first thing on a glorious Saturday morning.
She resumed her usual stern demeanor.
Be team players and don't tell any pony about me being in here, would you? Wouldn't really want to cause a scandal.
No, ma'am.
The lieutenant gave a curt nod and then trotted off to find a free seat. Huh. Guess Val wasn't lying about the food situation over the officer's mess. So did that mean that he wasn't lying about the threat to Lily's social life? Well, either way, there was nothing more to do on that front now. She had made her choice. Lily had growing confidence that it was the right one as she got back to her lunch.
Come on, let's hurry up and finish so we can get out of this overpacked barn.
Sparkshower nodded as she ducked back in. Valley and Icepone Killfeather's perspective. The lunch rush was coming to a close as a blonde-maned Pegasus with a mustache sauntered over to Valley and Killfeather's table and sat down. She trash-talked you, Ice. Call sign Applewood. He was one of the Lieutenant Junior grades under his command.
She trash-talked me, huh?
After he'd seen that cream-colored young beauty walk in with Lily Glamourspear, he'd been interested. When she dive-bombed one of the few remaining tables, he'd sent Applewood over to grab as close a seat as he could, intending him to hold it for them, just in case the talk with Glamourspear went better than he'd expected. Applewood smiled softly.
Yeah, Vale. I guess you didn't want to leave bygones be bygones.
Icepone shrugged.
Oh well, what are you gonna do?
Over to his right, Duck, another junior lieutenant on a squadron, spoke up.
What do you mean, what you gonna do? I thought you were gonna talk to Captain Mailtuff about that mare.
Across the table, Lieutenant Joker, Killfeather's second-in-command, laughed.
Have you met Captain Mailtuff, Duck?
It was a little quieter in the cafeteria, so he leaned in a bit, and every pony else leaned in with him.
That colt's so eager for salt. Seriously, you could tell him a mare's coming over to chop off his dick, and he'll get all excited and ask if she's cute.
Every pony started giggling, and Joker kept going, a huge grin on his face.
I'm serious, that dude cannot keep it in a sheath. Drives his wife fucking nuts.
Val shook his head and took a sip from his drink.
Yeah, sorry, Duck. I'm afraid that was a bluff so big that it belongs on a damn map.
He looked over at Applewood.
Hear anything else interesting?
He shrugged.
A little. They're on a Violetta, working bodyguard duty for the Royal Engineer.
Duck furrowed his brow and piped up.
Wait, do you mean that hairless monkey colt? I heard about him.
Icepone looked over.
Yeah? What have you heard?
Duck just stared back.
That he's, you know, the Royal Engineer? Huh?
Joker started giggling and just shook his head. After a long silence, Applewood continued.
Well, I also heard that Violetta said that they're all heading over to Bitsmount tomorrow at dawn.
Icepone's ears perked up.
Huh, Bitsmount, huh?
Yeah, must be going to inspect the place after the tunnel collapse, I guess.
The tactical air defense map of Canterlot materialized in Icepone's mind.
The only way to Bitsmount is over the Hobble River.
He licked his lips.
And the closest way over to the Hobble River is New Stirrup Bridge.
Every pony else at the table was looking over quietly at Killfeather. He ignored them while he put the pieces together in his head. New Stirrup Bridge, the only way up to Bitsmount. And the Royal Engineer was a member of the Privy Council, so that meant, hairless monkey or not, he was technically a member of the noble class.
Yeah. Yeah, it could work.
He put a hoof on the table and started to grin.
Gentle colts, if you've got a clear schedule for Sunday, what with us being all on Libo, I have a plan that'll get us some fun, some glory, and some action.
He bobbed his head to the side.
And maybe something extra for your fearless leader.
Around the table, every pony looked interested. Icepone put his hoof in the center of the table.
All I need to know is, are you with me?
Without much delay, the whole squadron had their hooves on top of his. Joker looked at Icepone with a big grin on his face.
Ice, we're your wing ponies. Anytime.
He smiled right back. The best part of his plan was that it was going to work out great, even if it didn't get him exactly what he wanted. And that was the best kind. Part of me thinks that Valiant's gonna fail in his plan, but also, on the contrary, he might not. But either way, if he does or doesn't, he's probably gonna see Glamourspear and hell just might break loose. Now let's get on to our gleeful donators. Top donators, Peter Coulthard, J-Tin Man, Darkside, and Pony Man. Courier Curcii, Strix, Zar630, Narwhals, TuckoCat598, Raiden, Black Moonheart, Dospo, Delta Omega, RuneScythe9852, Hunter Norman, Austin Rowland,
Lightning Blitz, Dash of Evergreen, Rhiney Dragonwolf, Secret Moon, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Sword Brother and Mordred, Rotten and Wandering, Ender Eye 63, Random Person Man Guy, Easy, Jack Hedge, Sky Uchiha, Leslie Prickett, Jordan Peterson, Crimson Kitsune 9, Lightskin, Monster Kitty, Starlight Glimmer, Squiddy Boy, David E. Sanchez, Soul Dragon, Gaggy, Trey, Shadow Drake, Joe Piercy, Alex F., Rainbow Dash, Teal'c Anderson, TV Killer, John Becker, Leon Reynolds, Raven Speedster, Zach Rakao, Mr. ECU, Edgar Garcia, One Kingdom One, Nissa Rusan, Vizuri, Dyslexic Character Sheets, Just a Random Boy, Hodrick Plancart, A Crazy Person, Ponyman365, and Daniel Beck. Thank you all very much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.